Brumland and a Black Gemara. We're up to the Tzadi Ches on the Beis, the new Pedic. The Mishnah. Tvul Yoim, somebody who went to the mikveh, a kohen who went to the mikveh by then, he has to wait till Erev Shemesh, till the sun sets, before he's able to eat trumas. He's not able to eat yet. Or Mechotze Kippurim, when it comes to kabanas, even if he already, it was sunset, he still cannot eat kabanas until he brings his own carbon, the kapara. So this kohen does not take a share. When you distribute the carbon, he's not considered one of the people who were able to get a share in that carbon. Even though he won't eat it till he becomes tired, it doesn't matter. It says at the time when they're distributing the carbon, you're not yet suitable to eat. It's not yet not nighttime yet, or you didn't bring your carbon yet. That's case number one. Le'echel eret that night. Case number two, onion, somebody who a member of his family that he has to sit shiva for passes away. Again, he's not allowed to do any avoid in the Beit HaMikdash, kept the Kohen Gadol. So onion, but he, Negeya, he's allowed to touch. If he touches the carbon, he doesn't in any way ruin it. He does not matami it. But the Einu Makri, if he does not serve in the Beit HaMikdash, nor the Einu Chaylik, nor can he have a share in any carbon. Le'echel eret eat at night. At night, his aninus is over. He still cannot have a share then to eat at night. So even though at night he's able to eat it, but he cannot, during the day, you don't have a share in it. The third case is Bali Mumin, but a Bal Koyin who's a Mum who's disqualified from serving, he's different. He does get a share in the carbon, as we'll see later, as a Pasuk. Bain Bali Mumin, even weather is transient, Bain Bali Temporal, Bain Bali Mumin Kavoyin, weather is fixed. Chokin, they do get it, even though they cannot do Avoida, they do get a share in the carbon, Va'oichlin, and they can eat it. Avaloy Makrivin, one thing he cannot do is serve in the Beis HaMikdash. Kosher, and the rule is kosher ainu ro'u la'avoida, whoever is not suitable to do any work, ainu chayli gebosa, does not get a distribution. Even though a minute ago we said a balmum does, which is an exception, tomorrow we'll talk about that. The kosher ain le bebosa, and any kainu who does not have a share in the flesh, because he's not able to serve except the balmum, so too, ain le be'oida has no share in the hide. Afilu tome, even if he was tome b'shazrikas damim. What happens, he was tummy, there's two parts of the carbon. There's when you sprinkle the blood and then when you place the remnants on the mizbech. So even though he was tummy at the time of sprinkling, but he became tur at night. At night when you were roasting the fats, he became tur. The tur, b'shaz hekti chalovim, was tur when you came and roasted the chalovim. Einu chaylik b'basa. He does not get any share in the basa at all, because since he was disqualified at the time of the blood, Shinam, it says, Hamakriv es dam hashlamim ves achelim ne'aron loy tiya shayka yamin lemona. When does it become his? If he's able to be makriv and the chelim, side the blood inside the chelim. And the Bartanura learns over here that it's even a bigger chiddush. If you were tired when you sprayed the blood, and then you became tummy, and then you became tired again before you roasted it on the thing, for example, in the morning you sprayed the blood, then you became tummy, just a 10 of the day, and you went to the mikveh, and then you waited for the sun to set, and you only roasted the fats at night, so you were tired during both activities. But in the interim you were tummy, that also ruins it. You have to be tired all the way through. Says how do you know this din that even though you can eat at night, you're not going to eat till tonight, so why shouldn't he be a part of the distribution? How do we know this? It says in the post, oh, it's locked in the post, hakoyin hamechate oisa, the koyin that the does the service and everything else is yoichlena, should eat it. So it sounds like the koyin who's involved in the who sprays the blood, who does that, is the one who should get a shit. Koyin amechate yechol she'ain amechate, he doesn't serve in the Beis HaMikdash, ain't oichol, he doesn't get a distribution, doesn't eat.
Is that like chitug yecholim?
No, that's really tough. Mechate over here is the one who makes the kapara. Who makes the kapara? The one who sprinkles the blood. Says the Gemara, the klolahu, is that some kind of a rule? Torah Shlok is talking as well. Remember, we don't want to prove the one who sprays the blood, because it sounds like the only one who has a share in the carbon is the one who physically sprayed the blood. It's not so. Well, the kohen get a distribution. So he continues. So kololu, is that the fact? Vadi mishmar kula, the entire group, the ein mechatrin, they're not mechatrin, they're not the ones involved in spraying the blood, and yet va'oichla, and they all have a share. They didn't spray the blood, and yet they all get a distribution. It means ro'u l'chita kavanin, any kohen that is suitable, qualified to go ahead and sprinkle the blood, he's part of the distribution. And that's what the Mishnah is saying here, that if you're not qualified, you know, but you're tummy at the time, or you're an onion at the time, or whatever it is, you're not part of the distribution. We know that a youngster, so right now we think we're talking about eating, not distribution, but eating. That these people have no right to eat. Now, what do you mean a cotton, a child who definitely cannot serve in the Beis HaMikdash? And the cotton is allowed to eat. The whole Bnei Beis is allowed to eat. So what are we saying? Had a cotton, the Ein Yiro, Lechita, he's not suitable. He's not qualified to serve in the Beis HaMikdash because it says Ish. So we know that has to be an adult. And yet he's able to eat. And how do you know he's able to eat? Because we learn out, it says ish ke achid, that they just, when they distribute, only ish is distributed. I mean, the cotton is not distributed, but he eats, he can. The elamayach leno, when the pasuk says that a mechata oisa yach leno, doesn't mean eating, because even a cotton can eat, but it means what? He should be part of the distribution. What he does with the food is his business. Once he gives it to his kids, he can. Mayach leno yachalkeno. What does the pasuk mean when it says yachalkeno? It means yachalkeno, that he should divide it. That's what the Mishnah means. Those who are the ones who get part of the distribution, those who are qualified to serve in the Beis HaMikdash. Says the Gemara, Ro l'chita chaylet. Sheino l'chita in l'chaylet. You don't get me a part of the distribution. What about Balmum? Balmum is not allowed to work in the Beis HaMikdash. The Mishnah clearly says that he is part of the distribution. Hadi Balmum, the Einu, Ro l'chita. He's not suitable, he's qualified at all to do any sprinkling of blood. Yet v'chaylik, he gets a chaylik. So we answer, Balmum is an exception, because Rachmana Ravya, the Torah clearly included a Balmum, which says in the Pasuk, Kol Zocher Bakoinim Yechol. What do you mean, Kol Zocher Bakoinim? What's Kol, every Zocher? Just say Zocher. Kol means to add somebody. To Ahu, the Rabbi is Balmum, to include a Balmum. And what do we include him to? Not that he can work in the Beis HaMikdash, but eating even a cotton can eat. But it means what? It means distribution. The Ema, let us say, and the reason why we don't mean distribution, because everybody says in Feish, the Pasuk, Balmum can eat. What is it called? Zachar teacher Balmum? To go one step above that. That he is, you're distributing it to five Kainim, he can be one of the Kainim to receive it. Says in the Ema, Kol Zachar, Mehari, all it says is Kol Zachar, you want to include something. How do you know to include a Balmum? Maybe it means Lidaba Tful Yom. Remember, Tful Yom already went to Mikri. He did everything possible, and tonight it'll be Torah. Maybe that's a Chiddush, that a Balmum can be part of distribution. Because it's not a Balmum, Tful Yom should be part of distribution, because tonight he's able to eat it. Mr. Abra, it makes sense. Balmum have a little buya. It makes sense that a Balmum should be included. He can eat right now. A Balmum is allowed to eat kachim right now. So therefore, he should be part of the distribution. Tonight, not only is he suitable to eat, he's qualified to work again in the Beis HaMikdash. If any service has to be done in the Beis HaMikdash at night, a Tful Yom at night is back to a full-fledged kohen. So how do you, maybe we should include him. He has a maila over a Balmum. He'll never be able to work in his midrash as long as the mum is there. Hashtemir lechazi. The fact is, right now he's not qualified at all to serve in the base of midrash. And Mashenkin, the Balmum, and he will be qualified later. Mashenkin, the Balmum, we know that he's able to eat right now. And not only that, Balmum, the Tful Yom right now cannot even eat. Not only he cannot serve in the Beis HaMikdash, he cannot even eat. Mashenkin the Tful Yom, Mashenkin the Balmum is allowed to eat right now, so he has a mile over the Tful Yom. So we say Kol Zachar, and when it says Zachar Bakoinim Yecheloisa, we're talking about distribution, and it includes the Balmum. So it's an exception. Rabbi Yosef says, you know why we cannot include a Tful Yom to be part of distribution? And we said before that Yechalna means what? To distribute. Rabbi Yosef Amar, Merdi, Ma Yechalna. The word Yechalna itself means Yachlikena. It means to distribute. So Lechayla, ask a question. He's continuing on where we left the Shlokhila before. If the word Yechalna means distribute, why tack it in the title? Use the word Yachlikena, make it be mefudish. Why do you have to say a word that's so vague and then we have to darshan? Lichtev Rachmani Yechalkena. Why doesn't the Torah say just distribute and that's it? It should say Koin Amechato Oisa Yechalkena. That any coin who's qualified to sprinkle the blood, he should get a share in it. Ma Yachlena, why should each? Mamina, Ro Lachila Chayla. There are certain people that are not Ro to be Mechata, but they're Ro to eat and distribute to them. Who's that? A Balmum. And a Tful Yom is not Rol Achil at all. In order to be part of the distribution network, you need to be a Koyin that at least is Rol Achil. Right now. Not tonight, but right now. Okay, boy, Shlokish. Shlokish, a question. What about a guy who's a Balmum? Now, we said before that a Balmum is able to be part of distribution, fine. But who tummy? He's tummy at the same time. Now, tummy the coin cannot be part of distribution because right now he's not Ro'ul Achila or Avoida. So, but my question is, since we have a special heter, for a Balmum to be able to eat and be part of distribution, maybe even if you add a layer of tum on it, he still is part of distribution network because the Torah says so. Klar. Mao. Should be given. Kivan, do we say, since he's not suitable. V'rachmona Ravya, since he's not suitable, the Torah included him. So therefore, loishna mali tamei mali balmum. The Torah, since he's not suitable, he never was suitable because he can never do avoda. So the koyin amechato, he said the balmum is never able to sprinkle the blood, and yet the Torah clearly says, I don't care. I want the balmum to be involved. I want him to be a head of distribution. I'm changing my rules for a balmum. So maybe we will change the rules even further. That even if he's tamei, he's allowed to be part of it. Oy Dilma, perhaps he still has to be able to eat right now. Now that this balmum happens to be tummy as well, Einu Chaylik doesn't get a chaylik. How far do we take this Zeres HaKosev? How far do we take this Zeres HaKosev that the balmum is allowed to eat the food and be part of distribution? Because he was possible even before he was a balmum, before he was tummy, he was possible. Balmum cannot serve in the base of Mikdash, and yet the Torah went out of its way to permit him to eat and to be a part of distribution. So maybe even if his tummy is different. Amar Rav Zerava Toshma, come in here, I'll try to bring it. It says Koyin Godul Nebraises Koyin Godul Makriv Einen. A Koyin Godul is an exception that even though it's an Einen, everybody else is an Einen now serving the base of Mikdash. But Aaron, a Koyin, remember with Moshe, he was a Koyin Godul, he was allowed to serve. Because he's not allowed to leave in a mikdash la yetze, he never leaves the base of mikdash. Even after the funeral of his father and the mother, he had a parshas emor there. But everybody else isn't allowed to. Kohen gadol makriv oinin. However, even though he's allowed to be makriv as an oinin, einu oichel doesn't in any way qualify him that he should be able to eat from the carbon. The einu choylik lechel edif. He doesn't eat from the carbon, nor can he eat. Nor can he be part of the distribution to eat that night. The aninus ends after the burial, end of that day, and he can eat that night. But since right now he cannot eat, he's not part of the distribution network at all. So even though the Torah made a special exception that he can work, so he's a mechatois, he's included the word mechatois, he's special work. Yet the fact is, when it comes to distribution, since right now he's not ro lachila, he's not part of this kohen gadol, not part of the distribution.
Can't do avoid it. Is that because
of
Zeres
HaKosev,
or is it because he can't be
the same? Zeres HaKosev. We're looking at Zeres HaKosev. So, I mean, a Mikdash, like Yates said, he shouldn't learn, he leave the service in the base of Mikdash as well. So he served, yet he. So now, why Taka can't he be Chay distribution? Because the Torah uses the word Yachalna, he has to be able to eat. So therefore, since the Balmum right now is Tamei and he cannot eat, so he's no different than anybody else, he's disqualified. Just like the Kohen Gadol, even though he can serve, yet he cannot be part of distribution because he cannot eat. So the Chol as well, even though we have a posse that we don't care if he can serve or not, since he cannot eat right now, he's not part of distribution. So it's vital that he's able to eat. Shmamino, ro lachila, bina shmamino, zarai, we need to be ro lachila. Okay, Boy Ravashi. Ravashi asks a similar question. Tomei be kabbana tzibur. If a koyin was tomei at the time when they were serving the kabbana tzibur, can he? Now we're talking about a normal korban tzibur. Not that everybody was tomei. A normal korban tzibur, and this koyin was tomei. The question is, in that night he can eat. Does he get a chay distribution? Because he could be. You can argue he was a ro as well to serve. If all the koyin were tomei, he would have been able to serve. Yeah, to Mahutra, but right now the pilot isn't. But since he's ro, maybe that's good enough that he can get a chay distribution, and that night he can eat. So Mao, Sheikhal Kuloi should be making part of distribution since that night he can eat. Me, I mean, we say, I'm a chate, I'm a rachmana. The fact that the Torah is I'm a chate, somebody's qualified right now to serve. Behind I'm a chate, so what's that? He's a mechate, he's potential to be mechate if all the koinim were tummy. The main focus is, can he eat right now? Then he gets like a balmum. He can eat right now. He gets part of the distribution. But if he cannot eat right now, you don't get part of the distribution. Now, if they were all tamei, there's nothing to talk about. Nobody would eat. Because even though a tum hutra betzibur is not to eat, it's only to be makir of the carbon. Nothing to talk about. We're talking about this guy here that carbon will be eaten by other koinim. Does he get a chelik in it? Because that night he'll be tired. Omer Avinim says, Toshma, the same thing. Koin Godel, you have to be, and we're going to prove that you have to be Roel Achila right now. That's why the Koin Godel, even though he's allowed to serve, and that night he can eat, but right now, since he cannot eat, he doesn't get a chelik distribution of the carbon that he himself did the avoid. Toshma, Koin Godel, Makriboinen. Abaveinu Oichel, that night doesn't eat. Veinu Choylik Lecha Le'erib, nor does he get a chelik distribution for that night. Shmamina, what does that prove? Rolachila being a shmamina. This coin who's tummy is not Rolachila, nothing to talk about. Says the Mishnah Vayitel Oinen Negev and a Makriv. Oinen can touch, but he cannot be Makriv. Oinen Negev. But meanwhile, ask a question. Oinen Umechusik Yipurim. It says that an Oinen and a Mechusik Yipurim Tzrichin Tefillah LeKadosh. It says in the Braise that an Oinen and a Mechusik Yipurim, in order to touch him, they have to go to the mikveh. They have to go to the mikveh. So it sounds like, but once they went to the mikveh, they can eat. And so on. Omer Abami. And it sounds like also, if they don't go to the mikveh, they're metame things. They shouldn't be touching it. Our Mishnah says clearly, Oinen noigeya, he can touch things. So Gemara says, Omer Abami Yechanan, our Mishnah that says that an Oinen can touch things. He already went to the mikveh. No, boss, he's waiting for the sun to set. He's waiting to bring his carbon, Luchutz Kippurim. Like Kasha. Kan, our Mishnah talking about Bishop Toval. He was tevil already for his aninus, his tevil. And therefore, he can touch. And Kambishaloi Tavel, and that Braisa that says that he's not allowed to touch until he goes to the mikveh, is talking about he didn't go to the mikveh yet. So if he goes to the mikveh, he's an oinin until that night. What helps if he goes to the mikveh during the day? He's still an oinin, and an oinin, the Rabbanan said, we don't want you touching anything. So because the Rabbanan said that the Rabbanan, we don't want you touching anything, so what helps if he goes to the mikveh at 12 o'clock in the afternoon when he's an oinin until that evening? Why is he allowed to touch? Because right back till that night, till evening, he's still an oinin. So how come he's allowed to touch? Says the Gemara, Amar Abba Ravuna, how do we know? The Oinen should Tavel of an Oinen during the day went to the mikveh. And he knows the Chayzer is Allah. He's still an Oinen. Don't think that because you went to the mikveh, your Aninus is over. You can go ahead and eat meat and drink wine. No, your Aninus still continues. And so through this Chumad Rabbanon, that he shouldn't be touching Kabbalahs. Like Kasha. It's not a question. Hod asachadaita, when do we require him to go to the mikveh? And he was a Masir Das, he wasn't careful. Since he thinks, look, I'm not working in the basic ministry anyway, I'm not going to be careful. Could be he touched something tummy. Therefore, we are machmed that he's not allowed to touch any meat. Bashenkin, ho, our mission that says he's allowed to touch meat is talking about the loy asachadaita, that he wasn't, he was not Masir Das, he was constantly maintaining a vigilance not to touch any sheddits or anything like that, not to come tummy, and therefore he's allowed to touch things. So the Gemara, Hesech Hadas, if we're talking about a case of Hesech Hadas, he thinks that means it's possible he became Tomei. How do you think, how come he let him into the base mission that night even? He should wait 7 days, because maybe he touched a dead body. Hesech Hadas, Shlishi Shvi, boy. He should require Shlishi Shvi as well, not just that night. So the Gemara, Rabbi Yustoi, Greek name, but Rabbi Mosan, Om Rabbi Yechanan, Hesech Hadas, if a Kohen wasn't careful, Tzorich Hazor Shlishi Shvi, before he enters the Beis HaMikdash, he needs to have the sprinkling of the third and up, like from a pot of duvet, because the Chashash, he might have touched a dead body. So if there was Hesech Hadas, so Allah, and there was no Hesech Hadas, so our Mishnah says that he can go ahead and touch, so why is the Braisa he can't? Where's an example of not touching that just same day?
Yeah.
I mean, he wasn't careful. And a coin has to be take a lot of precautions. As long as he's not Masir Das. Because he knows that he's an Oinen, he's no longer careful. He neglects his that's what he's saying here. Merle Kasher. No, you misunderstood. Hod asachadaita mitame mes. When do you say that you have to sprinkle 7 days if it was totally Masir Das? Hod asachadaita mitame sheretz. We're talking about this. Brian's normal case is he was still careful not to touch that body. He wasn't careful about touching shrotzim. So, worst case scenario, he touched a sheretz. He's only tame till that night. So, therefore, we don't touch anything. That's what the Brian says. Don't touch. Mashiach and Amish is talking about he wasn't Masir Das, so therefore, he can touch. Says the Gemara, Tomei Sheretz, Tomei Ma'al Yehum. If it's a Tomei Sheretz, then he's Mamish Tomei, head of Shemesh Boi. So what do you tell me? It's only a Chumru de Rabbanon that he. It's a question of going to the mikveh. It's not a question of mikveh. Here's Mamish Tomei till that night. No, he doesn't bring a carbon, but he has to wait till head of Shemesh. Tomei Sheretz, you don't bring a carbon. Only for mess. But you have to wait till head of Shemesh. Not some Chumru de Rabbanon. This is the Din Mahatayda. And going to the mikveh is not going to help you at all. What did you tell me before that pen? If you went to the mikveh, it's all right. Then why are we only machmer when it comes to kochim? Even truma he shouldn't be touching because he's a tamash eretz. A tamash eretz needs to wait to head of shemesh. Because it sounds like from the braisa that only needs mikveh is for kabbanis, not from. That means it was only a chumra. According to you, it's not a chumra. It could very well be that he touched a sheretz and he's tamim with the raisa. Amr Rabbi Yimi said that we're talking about a koyim. That I was very careful not to touch a sheretz, it'll make me tummy. If you remember the last Pedic in Chagiga, that by Truma there are three generations of Tuma, and by Kochim there are four. The very last generation is always called Pasul, not Tamei, because it can't go any further. So by Chulin, the Asheni, which is second generation, touches Arishon, the first, can only be Pasul, can't go any further. But by Truma, the second generation is Tamei, the third generation is Pasul. And by Kachim, the third generation is Tamei, the fourth generation is Pasul. She said, I was very careful not to touch anything that can metame me, but I was not very careful about things that can passle me. I know with a shlishi. So truma is not a problem, because even if it's a shlishi, it doesn't affect me. But kachim is a problem. That's why by kachim he has to be able to mikveh and everything else. But for truma, he's allowed to eat. Says the Gemara, mi ika nitrusa lepalga. Well, he's splitting his. Can a kain be? I'm not going to be careful for something that is going to passle me, but I'm going to be careful for something that's metame me. Is that possible? In practicality. Yes, because Vatanya, we learned, what happens if the guy has a basket sitting on his head? And he has this metal implement inside a rake fork, inside a rake, inside the basket. And the idea is you have all of these figs stuck together and you have this big fork that separates these figs and it's all sitting in the basket. But Omar, and he says, I was very careful, Libi ala sal, I was very careful with the basket to make sure that nothing tamei touches it. Which is when it comes to my keli, it means you have to be very careful from an avatum. I made sure there was no carcass that touched it, or there are abundant things that touch it that make it tamei. The ain libi ala magrif. I was careful for truma and everything else, but I wasn't careful for kachim. The ain libi ala magrif. I didn't think about. I wasn't that careful. I didn't retain any precautions regarding the fork itself. So the din is hasal toyer, but magrif tamei. The basket is toyer, but the fork is tamei. So we see that you could be partially vigilant and partially not vigilant. So once, if you're going to tell me that the fork becomes tame, it can be mitame, the basket itself. Somebody said, no, ain't keli mitame keli. The keli is addition, and the addition cannot make another keli tame, only food and oichle in the mashket. If anyone knew, what about the figs inside the basket? Why don't they become tame? Omar Rava said, but again, the Moshe is trying to show you can be vigilant about one kind of thing and not the other. But he says, I was careful to make sure that something, a second generation, shouldn't be there, but I wasn't careful about things which are the end of the line that just makes it possible.
It's an interesting outlook at their life in those days.
Yeah.
Constantly focusing on everything. Is this a rishon? Is this a shame?
Do you know how difficult life it says in Gemara? We had in Gemara that tumah, it was the most difficult laws. It's not kashas tumah.
Before you go anywhere, you have to ask, excuse me, is this safe?
Yeah, it's mainly a kohen.
Boxes, this thing, is this the...
Exactly. Igalgal Milsa, when it just eventually developed, that the Metoyle Kamer Abba Mamal, this discussion came before Abba Mamal, Amalei, he said, they told him over the discussion, the Kasha, the Habitin, the Mishnah, the Reis, and all these Dachik answers that you were careful for this, not careful for that. He didn't like any of these answers. He's splitting hairs here and practical. I mean, if a person is careful for tumah, why wasn't he careful all the way? Manushach. Either, yeah, the other niche. I mean, it's a half measure thing. He's a kohen. If he's still worried because even though he's an onion, he knows he'll come back, and he'll say, he'll worry all the way. Why only halfway? Loishmil, who didn't you hear? Hoda Amar Rabbi Yechon, Amar Rabbi. Didn't you hear what Rabbi Yechon said? Ha'oichel shlishi shel truma. If somebody eats, an interesting thing here. If you, by truma, we know shlishi is the end of the line. So if you ate a shlishi of truma, the truma itself was a shlishi. So if you ate it, osir lechel, you're not allowed to eat it. You're not allowed to eat it. Umutir liga. In other words, if you eat this truma, you become a shlishi. But you're allowed to touch it. A kohen can touch truma, which is psul shlishi. Because remember, the idea of shlishi doesn't pass it any further. Doesn't pass it any further. But if you eat it, you become a shlishi just like it.
That's interesting because truma balua is not the time.
No, we're talking about if something touched truma, a sheni touched truma, the truma becomes a shlishi.
Yeah, that's possible.
So a kohen's allowed to touch it. But he can't eat it. Why can't the kohen eat it? Because the kohen eats it, he becomes a shlishi. He becomes like the truma itself.
So it's not really the end of the line. It can still transfer.
But you take on the identity of the truma, but not by touching. Not by touching. So what does even mean? What? That achila is stricter than negiya. Negiya, you're allowed to touch the truma shlishi. But achila, you're not allowed to. Umutuli, you're allowed to touch it. Alma, what do we see from here? Ba'achila avud rabbanon maila benegila avud rabbanon maila. And so therefore, you want to know, so ba'achila, we're much more machmen. When our Mishnah says, when the Braisa says that an onion has to go to the mikveh, it's talking about eating. You want to eat, you have to go to mikveh. When our Mishnah says that an onion is allowed to touch, he's talking about touching. And we see there's a difference in touching and eating, that even where you're allowed to touch, you're not allowed to eat. So it's not a stitter between the Braisa and the Mishnah. They're talking about two different things. And where do you see that achila was stricter than by, where do you see that eating is stricter than by touching? We see that eating is stricter by touching than touching. We see from right here that which is shlishi, you're allowed to touch it, but you're not allowed to eat it. Says the Gemara, you don't you get a distribution to eat. It sounds like miflig hudule polig, a distribution he doesn't get, but eating is allowed to. So all of these cases, you're allowed to eat that night, but you're just not one of the people who are distributed to. But Amin, I'll ask you a question. It says, oinen, an oinen, toivel goes to the mikveh, v'oichel, becomes the current Pesach. It says, an oinen goes to the mikveh, v'oichel as pischa, you can eat his Pesach, the erev, that night. You can eat that night, avaloi bekachim. So it's, we learned in our Mishnah that an oinen can be invited to eat from the kachim. That you can eat that night from the kachim. You don't get part of the distribution. And yet we learned by current Pesach, it says, that an oinen can be an oinen is an exception that he can be invited that night to participate in the Korban Pesach. He goes to the mikveh and he waits that night in the Korban Pesach. Avaloi b'kachim, but by kachim he cannot participate that night. Our Mishnah says he can participate that night even though he's not part of the distribution network, and yet here it says clearly only Korban Pesach he's allowed to eat that night, but nothing else. See, like other kachim, since he was not a row that day to be part of it, nor can he eat from it that night. And when we said the Vartitzka, he's still an oinen, and we say that at night, the night following the day, is 24 hours, is night following day, not day following night, like usual. And the night, v'achirisa ki yoymar, and the night is midrabanan. We had a big machir to show him how to learn. The night, the raisa, the rifo is the raisa. And we're talking about the oinen. So that night is still an oinen, midrabanan, and therefore he cannot eat from a carbon.
I thought
oinen
depends on when is the
kvura. Even the kvura, he's still, we'll see later tomorrow. We want to make a chil about the kvura.
After the kvura, he remains at oinen.
Midrabanan. Until the next morning. Yeah. Something that I see. Yeah. So when it comes to Korban Pesach, we don't want to insist on the dinim of Oinim, because we're going to deny you the opportunity of Korban Pesach, which is a Chiv Kodesh. So we're going to allow you and suspend the laws of Oinim. But by other kachim, we're going to leave the laws of Oinim in place, and that night you cannot eat, you cannot be part of it. Because all you have is a mitzvah seva, ochlo, oisesh, kupa, behem, a mitzvah to eat kachim. So don't. And the mitzvah is not a personal mitzvah. You have to eat another kind, you can eat it. Here on Pesach, since we allow you to eat the Korban Pesach that night, we remove the laws of Oinin, we're also going to allow you to even eat other Kabbanis. We're going to remove the laws of Oinin for all Kabbanis. The rest of the year, since there's no Korban Pesach to remove the laws of Oinin, the laws of Oinin stay in place, you're not allowed to eat. So within Korban itself, not Korban Pesach, within Korban itself, we're going to allow you to eat. Kan be Pesach, our Mishnah that says that he's allowed to eat kachim that night. He's not allowed to be part of distribution, but he eats kachim. So on Pesach by night. And kar b'shayim moishah bib Pesach. And he explains Pesach. I did the ochel Pesach. Since we suspend the laws of aninus regarding current Pesach, ochel nami kachim. So Amisha says, Amisha talking about Pesach night. That's what Amisha talking about. Limited to Pesach night. You can eat other kachim. Abba b'shayim moishah shana lechazi. All other yom tevim, all other days of the year, there's no reason for us to remove the laws of aninus from the rabbanon. Is lechazi is not suitable. My avo leber kachim. When we say that this oinen shouldn't eat from kachim, or leber kachim shall kol hashana, shouldn't eat from kachim of a whole year. The Gemara will give five answers on this question. Now, we will not be able to learn tomorrow, and we're not because I'm here. You can learn tomorrow morning with Shabbat Til. We're not going to be able to learn on Sunday. So Monday we're going to start, and we're going to be a block behind. So we're going to have to learn quickly.